Well, good morning, everyone. The chimes are coming in. We are making it happen on this wonderful Monday. My name is Robin Wilson here in New Jersey. Have a wonderful day as our host, Minister Tiffany, comes to the line. Make it happen in Jesus' name on this Monday. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I am, Elder Robin. Can you hear me? Okay, yes, I take that. Yes, that is. Thank you. I got you in the spirit. Thank you so much for spiritually seating us this Make It Happen Monday on the Master's Call. We welcome each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and I hope each and every single one of you had an awesome weekend. Hope that you took advantage of your Saturday and your Sunday, and you not only made things happen for Monday, but you allowed for things to begin to happen in your lives and the lives of your family over the weekend, because truly God is on the throne. He is still in the business, and he is working miracles. His miracles have not expired, and I know that God has a miracle in store for each of you. So we thank you for joining us on the Master's Call. And my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I'm up early here in Inglewood, California, and it is truly a blessing to be with each of you this morning. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Dallas, Texas, I greet you. This call has been moving forward ever since October the 25th of 2010, and I'm telling you, we have not missed a beat here. This call is on every Monday through Friday, and you know that we have a playback number. If you miss any part of this call, you can visit our website as well, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will see and hear all of our messages on that website. We also invite you to send in your prayer requests or praise reports or testimonies. If you need information, you want to just reach out and just say, hey, how you doing? We do have an email address as well, and that's themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Now, when you dial in every day to the Master's Call, you're calling in because there's something that you want. There's something that you want to hear. There's something that you believe in, and that is that our mission statement for this call is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower you as you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and as you begin your day. See, here, remember I said I'm in Inglewood, California, so it's early for me. And why do I get up? I get up because I'm going to seek the Master first. Even before I get on this call, I start my morning off in prayer. See, I'm putting the Lord first, and then I get on the call with my TMC family. And then I get ready, you know, to go to work, and I go to work, and I'm telling you, I feel like that. I'm like that, you know, superwoman with the S on my chest because I am filled up with Jesus. And just to know that we're able to come here in love and unity and on one accord with no chaos or confusion, I feel like I am unstoppable. So I thank you guys. Just hearing your names, I mean, that just does something for me because I know that I have family all over the world. The scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, we place our prayers before God. He hears us. Maybe he does not answer us according to our time, but as Minister Tammy said on Friday, it's Kairos time. It's God's timing. So sometimes we just have to sit back and wait on God. But truly, when God answers right on time. As you know, we have been running a campaign here on the Master's Call, FillABottleSaveALife.com, for our evangelist, Gwen Beatty. We are still continuing to lift her up in prayer, and we ask whatever donation you would like to give. If you want to give one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit, that's $3. So we will take that. No donation is too small. So we would just like for everyone to participate and pass it on. Pass it on to someone else, because She is trying to do this holistically. The medication that is needed is $200 a bottle. Not only that, she is using her artist products, and we thank her because that is the tool which brought all of us, intertwined us all together here on the TMC call. And some of you on here may not be a part of our artist family, but if you have any questions regarding artists, get back to the person who invited you to the call, and we will definitely share with you what Artists International is about. Artists International is definitely changing lives all over the world, one life at a time. We are on our 44th day of our Transform 90 trip, and I'm telling you, we are going higher and higher and higher. So at this time, I'm going to call one of my prayer sisters to come to the line and open us up in a word of prayer. Are you there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Minister Robin, I can. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we bless you, Lord, and we honor you. And we thank you, Father, for this glorious day. We thank you because it's a day you've made. And we're rejoicing, Lord God. We're glad to be in it. And, God, we're going to make it happen because we know our steps are ordered by you. Father God, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, they are blessed, anointed women of God, and we thank you because they heard your voice. And they listen to you, and this call has been manifested. Father God, we thank you for the Artists International owners, the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you, Father, because they put you first in everything that they do. Their company is about life. It's about wholeness, Father. Surround them with men and women, Father, that have integrity, men and women that are about your business in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I thank you for the TMC family as they come to this call faithful every day of the week, Father. Let them know your fullness. Let them experience it this day, Father, so that they know beyond a reason of a doubt that you are with them and you'll never leave them nor forsake them in the mighty name of Jesus. I take authority over the airway. There will not be any distractions. There will not be any hindrances. There will be no type of activity that will stop this call in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the woman of God is ready to give us the word. The word will be fruitful. The word will change our lives. I thank you, Father, that she is filled to overflowing and she's going to impart into your people who are hungry to receive from you. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Robin, for opening us up in prayer. So now it is that time for the word of the Lord. I hope you have all got your pencils and your papers and your Bible, and you have put your seatbelt on because it's time for us to go higher on our trip. Our speaker this morning is a founder here on the Master's Call. She hails from Dallas, Texas, and she is in Prairie View currently, affectionately taking care of her parents. I love her spirit. I love who she is. She is truly a woman of God, truly about building the kingdom and changing the world. I appreciate her so much. She is also a pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Dallas, Texas. She is a mentor. She's a teacher. She's a daughter. She's a sister. She's a friend. She is dedicated. She is responsible. She is victorious. She is anointed. She is nice. She walks in excellence. She is spirit-led. She is soaring to success. She is our appointed speaker for this Make It Happen Monday, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for that kind introduction. Good morning, good morning, good morning to our entire Master's Call family. Thanking each and every one of you for being here on this strategic Monday morning. Thanks to Minister Robin for clearing the heavens and just allowing that gateway through for the Word of God to go forth. And thank you, Miss Sunshine, for hosting and stepping in, as you always do, to do what you do with such a spirit of excellence. And to each and every one of you, I tell you, I'm just excited about what God is doing in the realm of the spirit. We had an awesome word yesterday, and I definitely want to share that again with you all today on the call. And I think most of you all can relate to this in many different levels and many different ways. It's a phrase that we've heard a lot. And as we're continuing in our Transform 90, as we're continuing to allow our spirits to be transformed as well as our minds, our bodies, our hearts, our attitudes, and our lifestyles, and as we're continuing on this trip, we're being transformed on so many layers. Some of us feel like that onion where God is just taking off, peeling a layer at a time and getting to the very core of things that are allowing us to come forth as the eagles that we are. But also, we're learning how to be refreshed, to be restored, and to be reformed to more of His image and likeness. How do we do that? With the strategic information that He downloads to us each and every day that we get on this call and in your Bible study time, and you're going in and coming out, He's downloading into your heart, your mind, and your spirit the more of Him as we allow it. And it is causing us to be prepared for the greatness that we're walking into. So the title for my message today, I'm going to actually try to do one in a day, but we'll see what happens, is an extreme makeover for a spiritual transformation takeover. An extreme makeover for a spiritual transformation takeover. You know, my mom and I were watching the Extreme Makeover last night, and the young lady, Nyla, who went through a series of transformation over her year period in her efforts to shed pounds, but she couldn't shed the pounds she needed to shed till some emotional, spiritual wrecking crew things were done down at the root, and one being that she had never met her father. And you know me, the prophet in me start shifting my whole message for today, because so many of us, we're trying to, on our great artist products, lose weight physically and getting a little frustrated when things don't line up in our lives, but there's some spiritual issues that have hitched to them, some emotional baggage. So we're going to talk about this morning an extreme makeover for a spiritual transformation takeover. That's what we're trying to do through this whole lineage, through this whole process of doing the spiritual transformation that will ensure the legacy and the lifestyle that we'll be able to maintain the physical transformation. How? By doing the work of the kingdom with first in us first, and then we'll see it reflect in our body, and then the body of Christ and the mission and being that minister in the marketplace. See, when we hear that word extreme makeover, we already think of that show that Ty made famous with Going In with the Homes, but I've been amazed this year, just so lining up with our theme, how the Sunday nights have been about the physical transformations of losing the weight, and how they're taking ordinary people and doing this process with them through the whole year to change them. And we're ordinary on this line with a Holy Ghost inside of us that allows us to do extraordinary things. Well, let's define extreme and what that really means, because our spiritual transformation, for many of us, it's been an extreme shift. And according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, extreme is an existing in a very high degree, going to great or exaggerated lengths, existing in a very high degree, or we're in the high gear with a spiritual transformation. We're going to great or exaggerated lengths. We're saying no matter what kind of spirit, God, we're going to do it. And the other word I love that they use is radical, that we're radical about this extreme spiritual transformation. And what does the makeover mean? Well, makeover is defined as an act or an instance of making over, especially a change of a person's appearance. And as we've seen on the show, people shedding over 100 pounds or more, as we're seeing in our lives spiritually. Wow. Shaniqua and Shanae doesn't come out like she used to when I wanted to just that four-letter cuss. We didn't curse folks out. Or, wow, when I used to get so impatient, God, you're spiritually transforming me. I'm keeping the peace of God. Oh, when that injustice was hurled in me, boy, I'd be quick to want to scheme and plot to revenge your downfall. And now I'm learning the word to let God be my avenger. Wow, so spiritual transformation is taking over. In our extreme makeover, we have a job description that is a familiar passage of what we're called to be, why we're the ministers in the marketplace, and why the spiritual transformation must take place. In Luke 4, familiar passage, verses 16 through 20. And in Luke 4, I think Jesus made his clear job description and announcement to all what his purpose was, as he has through the annals of time, through the corridors of history, made that at our feet even today. And it reads in that 16th through 20th verse in Luke 4, and he came to Nazareth where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. Verse 18 in the red, y'all. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, in the red, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Noting that Luke, a physician, writes the compassion and warmth like a family doctor, he carefully documents the perfect humanity of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. Luke emphasizes Jesus' ancestry, his birth, and his early life before moving carefully and chronologically through his early ministry. And now we understand God's doing a transformation in us. We're getting clear. Our faith is seeing. Our faith is seeing what we're called to be. Our walk, this trip, is perfecting in us, purging, pruning, pressing in us so that we look more like Christ. Luke entails how ordinary people have job descriptions that will produce supernatural, extraordinary fruit. And through this 90-day process, we've been focused, we've been firm, and we're being faithful so that we produce the godly fruit that will remain and change lives in our marketplace. See, it all starts, as we've been teaching and talking about, with an ordinary mindset being submitted to an extreme makeover with the anticipation, the expectation of the ability to do the supernatural, extraordinary things for the kingdom. In Romans 12, when we start with that mind, that verse, those verses 1 through 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our what? Reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect. Perfect means mature will of God. Well, here comes that pivotal, critical question I love to ask myself first from time to time. What is our reasonable service? What did the patriarchs and the matriarchs of the Bible call reasonable? And how closely do we honestly come to that today? See, that's why for some of us this transformation has been cut to the core of the bone. Some tears have been shed, some serious looking in the mirror, some serious evaluations of how much we say we love God, but we keep violating what he's asked us to change, and we keep saying, well, I can't help it. That's just the way I am. That's a lie out of the pit of hell. And when you refuse to let the blood of Jesus, the anointing of God, change us, it's just straight up rebellion. And we got to love ourselves enough to call it what it is. When it walks like a duck, when it talks and quacks like a duck, it's a high probability there's a duck in that stew. And so we've got to say, God, I know you can transform me, and I'm allowing the process all this morning, an extreme makeover for a spiritual transformation takeover. And we're going to do the work of the kingdom, first in ourselves, then as a body of Christ, one mission, being God's minister in the marketplace. Well, how many of us know we need spiritual extreme makeover so we're prepared to do, to live, to produce fruit consistently in our spiritual transformation? See, we want to see the miracles, the signs, and the wonders in our lives that we read about in the scriptures, then we need to be willing. We need to stay committed. Man, if we fall off during these 90 days, dust yourself off and get back up. For me, and I think for many of you, most of the time, this is showing us how strong we are not, and that's okay. It's showing us how loving we thought we were and we were not, because little attitudes, little dispositions kept popping up, and we were like, whoo, didn't realize that was in me. Oh, well, so now let's deal with it. When we thought we had forgiven them, and, you know, uh-oh, we're having a deja vu of how we still want to beat them up. Ah, let's get back at the cross and let God purge some of that out of us. Why do we celebrate so much the few who have ministries that produce the greater exploits when Jesus told us that that's inside of each and every one of us? Let's all read John 14, 12 through 15. In John 14, 12 through 15 in the NIV, it says, "Very truly I tell you, whoever," you and I are the whoever's, "believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will even do greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father," verse 13, "and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments." So the simple, profound power of staying in agreement, on one accord, allowing this spiritual transformation to do the pressing, to do the pruning, to do the purging. We're going to do it. And we're going to remember that with God, when we quote that Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things, not some things, not, well, I can take A through G, but woo, don't know if I can ever handle the rest of the alphabet. No, I can do Alpha through Omega, all things through Christ who strengthens me." So let's all read together again in the red, y'all. I stick with the red because it's not up for debate. It's up for our acceptance. Matthew 18 and 18 through 20, such a powerful, powerful, powerful tool God has left with us. Verse 18 in Matthew 18 reads, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything, ask for it, and it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For when two or three gather in my name, there I am in the midst also." Well, it's more than, way more than two or three on this line. And in our lives, we can find that person who will stand in agreement with us. Man, my single days, I used to always say, "God, you got to give me a prayer partner." And I thank God for my awesome prayer partner. But you married couples on this line. That is why you are so powerful in the realm of the spirit. And God always sees you as one. Because when you come covenantly together and cut that covenant in marriage, man, when you come on the same page and the same mind and same spirit, no weapon formed against you. You can kick the doors of hell in every time. and even for all of us as believers, when we lock in agreement, as we've done on this line this morning, and the key is we stay in one accord, that, oh, yeah, you go through the spiritual transformation. Get back on that table. God's not through with you yet. Uh-uh. Hush, hush. You know, you need that partner. When you're about to say something and you see those words about to come out your mouth, some principle, shut up ministry principle. We need each other to remind each other. They're not worth it. We're on to a bigger place in God. I'm not going to trip over the minor, and I got some major things God's doing and transforming in me. In Deuteronomy 32:30, I quote this all the time. In Deuteronomy 32:30, God was helping them understand seeing in the realm of the spirit, because the spiritual realm is more real than our natural realm. And he was saying to them in that 30th verse of Deuteronomy 32, how should one chase 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord has shut them up? What are we saying? Man, one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000. I love that math. That's that exponential, awesome work of God. And then with Joshua at the victory of Jericho, this spiritual transformation, we're getting our victory. And that chapter 6, he reminds them that when they're walking around the wall and believing for God to do what he had to do, remember those first laps were silence, because all of heaven, the angels were arranging and strategically positioned. And as they gave out the shout in that 22nd verse, they saw God do everything. And God did what he promised in them and through them. Today, with our corporate coming together every morning, we're watching God help us day by day and issue by issue do our extreme makeover so that the spiritual transformation takeover can happen, and then we can go out and do the work of the kingdom, being God's minister in the marketplace. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that powerful word this morning, an extreme makeover for a spiritual transformation takeover. How profound is that? And so right on time, as we are being transformed by the transformer, Jesus Christ himself, and that's just awesome. Sometimes you just can't say anything more, but just call the replay number, 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code number that you use to dial in. I'm going to call right now Minister Candy to the line and ask her to close this word out, seal this call out in prayer at this time. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Take it away, my sister.
Praise God. Thank you. Great God Almighty, I come before your throne this morning to worship you, to praise you, Lord, and to exalt you. You are a merciful God, and your mercy and loving kindness endures forever. You are great. You continue to bless us in spite of our human frailty and mistakes. You are our Redeemer who saved us from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham would come on us through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. You are our Prince of Peace. In the midst of a storm, you give us peace. In the midst of hardship, you strengthen us. When we are in the midst of pain and suffering, you soothe and comfort us. In the midst of fear and helplessness, you give us hope. So God, I come boldly to the throne this morning on behalf of Joni and her daughter, on behalf of Marie Preston and Rushi and her family members who are in prison, and Evangelist Gwen Beatty, oh God, we have coming, Lord, just on bended knees, Lord, just believing your word. Father God, they have petitioned our prayers for redemption, for peace, for strength, for the manifestation of healing, for comfort, for courage and hope. So I thank you for your word that tells us that we shall have whatever we ask in the name of Jesus when we pray and when we believe. So I come believing your word, and I speak Deuteronomy 28 to operate in their lives. Your word says you will set us high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us if we shall hearken unto your voice, the Lord our God. You said we will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. We will be blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. We shall be the lenders and not the borrowers. And you shall make us the head and not the tail. And we shall be above only and not beneath, if we hearken unto your commandments. So I speak Jeremiah 30:17 to operate in their lives. You said, yes, you will restore us to health. You will heal our wounds. You, the Lord, affirm it. And I speak Psalms 91 to operate in their lives. The one who dwells in the secret place of the Almighty God and resides in the protective shadow of the mighty King, you are our shelter and stronghold, our God in whom we trust. You will certainly rescue us from the snare of the enemy and from the destructive plague. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 beside us, but it will not reach us. And Lord, I speak Numbers 23:19 that says you are a man that should and could not lie. You are the same today, yesterday, and forever. And I speak Romans 3:4 where you said, Lord, let the Lord God be true and every man, every human being, a liar, just as it is written. I declare it, I declare it, I decree it, and it is so. And I seal this prayer with the innocent, precious blood of the one and only Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Candy, for that anointed closing prayer this morning. Thank you to you, Minister Robin, for spiritually greeting us and for the opening prayer this morning. To you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you for that profound word this morning, an extreme makeover for a spiritual transformation takeover. To each of you, the TMC family, thank you so much for joining us, because this call would not be what it is without each of you. Remember our campaign, www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And as you go out today, whatever it is that you need to do, you must know that you can go out and make it happen on this Monday, because Philippians tells you that you could do all things through Christ, because it is him who gives you strength. But you must first accept him. You must obey his will. And then you may go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that he has purposed for you to be. We love you. May God be with you. And we will definitely hear you on the line on tomorrow. God bless you. Goodbye for now.